Elias of the Third Temple, Part 83. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also International Surgery Choir, any of the books which I've written. A very interesting book is Israel's Rapture, which was also part of my doctoral degree about 15 years ago. You must obtain it. There's a lot of information showing that one-third of Israel will be saved in the Great Tribulation. Two-thirds of Israel shall perish in the Great Tribulation. Contact us at my WhatsApp number, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, I urge you to go to part 1 and start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel to be able to receive the notification of all the other studies. And we are also busy with the revelation of the book Revelation. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, as well as a writing pad and a pen. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. May this breakfast series be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. We to continue. Now, the Rishon, the Temple Institute in Jerusalem, makes the following statement. Now, listen to this. He continues to say, Abram's meeting with Melchizedek about 2000 before Yahushua reveals, or they say BC, before Christ, reveals that this was a city known as Salem, even at an early date. A righteous Gentile king, Melchizedek, ruled there as priest of God Most High, El Elyon. Abram's family lapsed into idolatry living in Babylon, Ur of the Chaldeans. In spite of his legitimacy of this being in line of Noah's son Shem, it is possible, now it doesn't say it is, again the word it's possible, that Melchizedek was Abram's teacher, what? And spiritual mentor, who gave Abram additional information, and possibly even ancient documents. Where in the world, where in the Bible, in the Old Testament or the New Testament, is there any indication of this? Which is a lot of rubbish. Plainly. Listen to it. It is possible that Melchizedek was Abram's teacher, a spiritual mentor who gave Abram additional information, and possibly even ancient documents concerning the God of the land of Israel, who had called him there. Can you believe it? Can, there's no scripture, you know? The relation that was there between Melchizedek and Abram was that Abram went to war and he needed more men, soldiers. And he went to Melchizedek and also the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah. He fought Sodom and Gomorrah, the kings, and he needed more soldiers. So what did Abram do? He made an agreement with Melchizedek to give him 10%, not a tithing of 10%. He will give him 10% of everything that he would take from Sodom and Gomorrah. So what happened? Is he went back. And after the war, he paid Melchizedek 10% of the all the things that he accumulated in the war. There is no scripture in the Bible to even insinuate that he was probably the mediator, or he was spiritual mentor of Abram. There's not a scripture that says it. And then to suggest that he most probably even gave him ancient documents concerning what Yahweh wants in his life. No, I read in my Bible that Abram had a personal relationship with Yahweh El Elohim. And Yahweh spoke to him directly. And he spoke to Yahweh directly. Right, now we're going to come to the history about Jerusalem. Now this is very interesting because this is part of my studies that I've done, and also in the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelations, I've dealt with the four major wars that happened in the time of Israel, from the time in 1948, especially when they received independence and the Six-Day War and the other wars. So we're going to learn a bit more about it here. From the researchers, which is the institute in Jerusalem. During the time period about 70 AD or AY, Jerusalem should have long since fallen into oblivion. The city with no natural wealth, now listen to this, no oil reserves, and no great strategic military value. Ancient trade routes pass up and down the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea or along the Jordan Valley. The King's Highway ran north and south of the plateau of Jordan. Jerusalem was out of the way. Why should anyone pass by there? Now, it is said here that there's no oil reserves. Today, Israel's ground has got the richest oil reserve in the whole of the Arabic world. The Arabic world's oil resources are running dry. And that's why every one of them wants to own Jerusalem and Israel's ground. Because their oil reserves are untapped. And that's why America is keeping Israel in the palm of their hand. Because they know the Americans as well. In the near future to come, America's oil reserves will run dry. And then who will have all the oil reserves? Israel. And that's why they're looking after them like a diamond, a treasure. But the Institute, the Jerusalem Institute says, no, there's no oil reserve. That's what they want you to believe. That is why the Palestinians and the Arabians and all of these guys, Iraq, Iran, they want to have the grounds which Israel has. Because of the oil reserve that's there. Today, centers of modern commerce and trade are in Tel Aviv or Haifa. Jerusalem is more of a city or region, art, culture and museums than an economical, viable relation marketplace or a center of business activity. Yet Jerusalem strives in our time as a city full of mystical achievements and endless fascination. Israel is fascinating everybody. Why will Israel be fascinating everybody? Because of the black gold underneath the ground. I mean, if all the land around Israel is full of oil, why wouldn't Israel have oil? As never before in history, Jerusalem is at the center of today's headlines, especially with the war that's going on now in 2024, already for the last 6 months. Three-quarter of a year already. Time is flying so fast. Israel is in the news. Everybody wants to sanction Israel. But they all know where's the black gold reserves, which is the oil. The city which grew up around the small walled village captured by King David from the Jesus sites 3,000 years ago. You must listen to the history here. And the moment that we look at this, what we are going to read now, just let your mind go back to where we start off, and I explained to you that King David took the city from the Jesusites. The city which grew up around a small walled village captured by King David from the Jesusites 3,000 years ago is a focal point of never-ending debate among the great superpowers. It's in that city of Jebus where King David renovated a pagan church and he turned it into calling it the house of Jaffa, and then he placed the Ark of the Covenant there. And that was the town where King David, all his children were born, included King Solomon, who built the first temple, which was actually the second temple in Jerusalem. No other city has been described and fought over as Jerusalem. In its history, Jerusalem has been fought over by armies of the Assyrians, Babylonians, Egyptians, Greeks, Ptolemaeans, Seleucids, Romans, Byzantines, Persians, Arabs, Seljuks, Crusaders, Mongolians, Mamelukes, by the Turks, the British, and the Jordanians. Today, the nations of all the world consider it their responsibility and obligation to mingle in a politics and destiny. Why? All, just about the whole world. There's still the Americans, it's not even known yet. They all have certain interest in Jerusalem. Especially the Arab countries. They yearn to have that ground. Why? Because it's saturated with black gold oil. Top grade oil. As a religious center, Jerusalem remains scattered to and fought over by all three monotheist religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Monotheistic religions, Judaism, Christianity. Now the Christianity, who's the Christians? The Christianity. Can you tell me? The Roman Catholics. Judaism, the moment that we see Christianity, we think it is Protestantism and charismatics. No. Oh, centuries before there was even a thought of Protestantism and charismatics. Christianity was called the name for the Catholics, Roman Catholic Church. That's why I don't refer to myself as a Christian, but I am a Jaffist. Jaffist, as was the apostles and the disciples and the followers of Yahushua. Interesting. All three monotheistic religions, Judaism, the Roman Catholics, and Islam. Nothing about Christianity. Nothing. It is an open secret. It's an open secret that the Pope aspires to set up his world headquarters there. It is open debatable. The Pope has said it how many times? That the Roman Catholic Church wants to set up its headquarters in Jerusalem. Move it from Rome, move it over to Jerusalem. Having claimed for many years that the Holy Land has all along really been under Roman Catholic stewardship since 300 years before Yahushua, then already the Roman Empire inhaled, he just took over everything, and that was also then Jerusalem. United Nations debates Arab neighbors and the PLO urge the internationalization of this modernist city. Through it is no secret that they actually want the city all to themselves without any Jews. They what? They want the city to themselves without any Jews. All the while, religious pilgrims from all nations continue to flock to the old city in droves numbering millions per year. They all want to see Jerusalem. They all want to say, I've been there. Now, time has caught up with us. Very interesting history. We need to know these things. And then we will know why there must be a third temple, according to the New Ages. Till tomorrow morning, it is Yahweh's will. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.